AMP has reported its first half results, and at a headline level, profit fell by 15% in the first half, down to $445 million. And that was below what the markets were expecting. They were figuring on a figure of closer to $460 million. But analysts are really focused on the underlying result. In that respect, the measure was in line with the market's expectations, coming in at $533 million. So that was an increase of 4%. So the main part of AMP's business is their Australian wealth management business. And that was actually flat for the period. Earnings in that business fell by 1% to $193 million. And AMP says that was a reflection of higher investment expenses, which reflected a new agreement with AMP Capital, which is their fund manager. So that agreement is going to be focused more on base fees rather than performance fees. Elsewhere, there were good performances as far as their other businesses were concerned. AMP Capital, AMP Bank, and the wealth protection business all posted earnings in excess of 10%. Increased fee income was an important part of why AMP Capital delivered a strong result as far as the first half was concerned. Arguably, one of the more important parts of the report was the detail on the next part of their reinsurance agreement with General Reinsurance. The key aspect of this is it's going to remove a part of the volatility in their insurance business, which has been a millstone around the organization's neck for some time, and it's also going to free up $5 million worth of capital. So probably one of the disappointing aspects of the report is that AMP didn't announce a share buyback. So that was part of the reason why the stock fell by about 4% in the aftermath of the result, and over the course of the year, that stock is only up by about 3%. They announced a first half dividend of 14.5 cents per share, so that was a little better than what the market had anticipated.